James, well done. Congratulations on your two goals. I think you enjoyed them, didn't you?
Yeah, long time overdue, obviously. You know, it's been a frustrating start for me. The team's been doing really well and just wanted to get back out on the pitch really and build on my games. You know, I think I've only played five or six this year, so it's not good enough, and just need to keep doing everything I can to stay out on the pitch.
The first goal was the penalty. Tony McMahon not involved. Billy Clark off the field. Haris Vukic, unused sub. You were pretty quick to grab the ball though, weren't you?
Yeah, like I was saying to Simon, I just saw it as a chance to get off the mark this season. You know, it's been a frustrating start for me personally, so, you know, delighted to get that goal, and obviously to build on it like I did was, you know, a great feeling.
Was there much pressure on you for the penalty? Because you struck it very emphatically. It was a very, very good pen from where we were watching.
No, I didn't feel any pressure. I just, literally, like I said, I just thought it was a chance to get off the mark, and, you know, it's been a frustrating start and maybe took my anger out on the ball a bit.
Well, you got the winner in stoppage time, a fine header, getting it into the corner. The goalkeeper had no chance with it. What were you thinking as you saw the ball come over towards you?
Well, obviously the gaffer changed it to two wingers, brought Phil and Marshy on, done really well. So all game the centre-halves have been quite tight in the box, and you know, I just tried to get free, and I just gambled on Dabbs, put in a good area, and managed to get across him, and just a matter of getting a glancing touch.
It was a good old tussle between you and those centre-halves, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, to be honest. You know, Robinson's experienced and he's been at Millwall, so I always have good battles when I come up against him, so yeah, it's good.
How frustrating has it been? You kind of touched upon it, but being in, out, injured, it's difficult, isn't it? How are you feeling?
Yeah, like it's probably gone from pre-season. You know, I missed a couple of weeks of that, and you know, that's crucial. Any player will tell you pre-season's a massive thing, and you know, I felt like at the start of the season I could build on my fitness and get the games with playing them, get fit with playing the games, and picking up two calf injuries like I did, you know, it's so frustrating. But you know, even after last Saturday, me and the physio have been working hard, and even strapped me last Saturday just to make sure that, you know, double check that note was going to come back, and I've done the same today, so hopefully I'll feel fine.
And you know, it's great to get the goals because the pressure's on. You must look at the bench and you see McNulty and Vukic, and there's Billy, you know, he's slotted in on the sort of right today, but pressure on you to perform week in, week out.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Jordy's got another great goal today as well, so you know, Billy's got five, Jordy's got four, you know, all the strikers have been scoring, so I just felt, you know, I needed to get going sooner or later, and you know, delighted today.
Yeah, and we're talking about, and you touched upon it, difficult place to come this, the sort of the big teams have come and nicked it, so it's always going to be tight either way.
Yeah, and make no mistake, I think these will definitely be up there the way they're playing. They put everything in the box, and you know, our defenders have to be brave today and go on everything, but we conceded a couple of sloppy goals from set players, but you know, like I say, it is a tough place, and Sheffield United and Bolton have only won here by the odd goal, so looking at the results again today, we needed to win, and no, that's what we've done.
Yeah, and you didn't know it was Roman Vanslaw's birthday today, did
no,
you?
No, I don't think none of the lads know. No,
so. Has he kept it quiet?
Well, I don't know. None of the lads know.
But you are growing the beard. It's getting there, isn't it? In tribute to the skipper?
No, I'm not meaning to. Just I'm going to have a trim to me.
He's just been lazy. He's not bothered to shave for a week. Yeah. Two cup games coming up now. The manager, Stuart McCall, has said to us, you know, he's got players available to come in to the team. It'll chop and change things around because other players want a game. Do you want to stay in the team, though, just to try to maintain that run of games and maybe get a few more goals?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, like I touched on, I've only played five or six, so, you know, I feel like I've still got a lot of freshness, obviously, to give, and you know, I can understand if the few lads get changed for a breather, but you know, for me personally, I don't feel like tired of anything, so I'd be looking to play.
You get a bit of flack at times from supporters. Is that water? You're smiling at that. Is that water off a duck's back to you?
It doesn't bother me. I think whatever I did, you know, some parts of the fans will always get on my back, so you know, that's just how I've coped with it for seven, 8 years since I've been here.